Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you to help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. You know what? Might even put a smile on your face as well. If this is your first time here, glad you found this show. I don't know how you did, but whatever you did got you here. So let's make something of this, huh? If you want to talk to me, you want to get a hold of me, you got a story to tell, you got want some advice, or you want my opinion, you can do it through the text line, 304-506-3332, or you can go directly to my website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story, and tell me all about it, and I'll talk about it on the air like I'm going to do today. We're going to read some emails today. Everything I talk about is going to be in the description, all the links and stuff like that, so you can check them out there. So, something I haven't done for quite a while is give shout outs to all of you who have been emailing me, and I've got a whole backlog of emails from November and December that I have to get to, and I'm going to get to a few today. But I want to give a couple shout outs let's start with Chelsea listening on Pandora. Chelsea, thanks for your email. I appreciate that. And how about Helen listening on Spotify? We got Debbie on Podbeam. Krista listening on Apple Podcast. Melissa listening on Pandora. Claire, I don't know where you're listening. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me where you're listening. And you guys didn't tell me where you live either. Except Nikki listened on Google Play. She's in Canada, so I appreciate that. And let me check my phone here. There's somebody else that I wanted to... Alicia Muhammad listening on something called Podcast Guru app from Trinidad and Tobago. That's so crazy. That is so crazy. I am so glad that the word is getting out there. The positive stuff's getting out there. Well, let's get to it. What am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about what you want to talk about, because I'm going to read your emails today. I got a couple of emails that I need to read. First of all, this one comes from one of my regulars, Sharky, listening on Pandora and Spotify. Just can't get enough. You got to get to both of them, right, Sharky? She says, "You're living a dream. I'm following my dream by following you. As much as you put into your podcast, you would be stupid not to go on tour." The Nat Show, right? "And if you ever need a fill-in or have someone to start the show, I'd love the chance. I'm reaching out to many places to start speaking. That's my calling. I feel it. So thanks for lighting the torch under my ass. You're awesome, just as I am." Thanks, Sharky. You know what, Sharky? You're pretty modest, too. I like that. Let's see. Who else? I got something here from Helen, who listens on Spotify. She says, "Hey, Uncle Nat." Oh, I love that. "We have texted a few times and I love listening to your podcast. I've got something I'd love advice on. I have an amazing friend that's one of the most kind and giving people I know. Sadly, life has taken her to some dark places and some very hurtful people. Off and on, she's got some deep emotional wounds because of this. Her mental health and her lack of support in her life has led her to start starving herself." Oh no. "And has gotten to a scary point. She voiced her want of help, and her and I have both been working on getting it for her. Doctor's appointments, eating disorder, community, and so on. It's only just started, so it's going to be a long road. I'm wondering if you have any advice on how to support her through this, and also how to keep myself lifted up well while supporting her. I want to show up for her in the best ways that I can. Thank you in advance." Well, Helen, you know, first of all, you're doing the right thing by being there for her. And we all go through things in life, but something like this is actually devastating and can actually end in, you know, horrifically, tragically. And we don't want that. So everything that you're doing, all you can do is offer your support and be there. If you really care about this person, is just be there for her. And one thing that I learned is not to say is "I understand." You know, oh yeah, when somebody tells you something that's bothering them or something they're dealing with emotionally or psychologically, when you say "I understand," you don't really understand. You have to find a different way to respond besides saying, "Oh, I understand," because you don't understand what's going on in someone else's mind, just like people don't understand what's going on in your mind and what you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. So don't say you understand. What else can you say? Well, you can say I empathize with your situation. I understand. I see where you're coming from. That makes sense. Things like that. I see what you mean. Put it on them. You don't understand. You're trying to understand. But just be there and do everything you can to help this person. If you love this person and care about them, keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully they will come around and be very diligent. I think that's the right word. Diligent. That's it. Diligent to get her help and help her to survive this mental disorder that she's dealing with right now. And that's about all you can do. So, Helen, I hope those words help and help you to help your friend. I do want to take a minute here and talk about something that I've been using that helps me to focus and stay on track. And you know what it is if you've listened to the show. It's called Magic Mind. It gives me extra boost. It's kind of weird. It's got some stuff in it. It's got matcha. It's got ashwagandha. It's got rhodiola rosea. I don't even know what it is, but it reduces fatigue and anxiety, increases your body's resistance to stress. I highly recommend this. I take it every morning with my coffee, and it gives me focus, and it really helps me to concentrate, and it makes my day go by kind of faster because I don't have to think as much, even though I am thinking more and organizing my thoughts and my day so much more. And Magic Mind is doing something special for January to really get you started. You get 1 month free when you subscribe for 3 months at magicmind.com/JANBPositive. And you use the code BPositive20 and you're going to get an extra 20% off. It's like 75% off. And it's only going until the end of January. So check it out and let me know what you think. A few people have tried it on the site that listen to the show and say they love it. And now they've actually subscribed and it's fantastic. So check it out. MagicMind.com/JAN, like January, be positive. You're going to get like 75% off. The link is in the description. Check it out and let me know what you think, okay? So now let's get back to emails that I was talking about here. Let's see. I got to go to my other screen. There's all kinds of screens. I got like 6 feet of screen that I'm looking at right now. We're going to read Melissa's email. Oh, did it say can I? It said okay, I had to go to the bottom. You can read my story on air and feel free to mention my name. I didn't read that part one time before I did a podcast and I had to take someone's story off the air because I wasn't supposed to say their name. So be clear about that. Melissa, listening on Pandora, she says, my reign of doom and gloom goes back and it started in 1979 when as a young girl going to the movies with my aunt and grandma, I had my very first life-changing moment. On New Year's Eve of 1978, I was being babysat by my mom's youngest sister and my grandma. We went to see Every Which Way But Loose. After getting to the theater, I started to feel sick and dizzy. I told my aunt and we proceeded to get up and go to the restrooms. Then I threw up all over everyone sitting in front of me. So continuing a bit faster, we made it to the lobby. I dropped to the ground and started convulsing. I was 6 years old. Holy shit, what a start to your life, huh? My aunt, of course, gathered me and the rest of our family members up and took me to the ER where I was poked and prodded and x-rayed when the neurosurgeon found the problem. It was in my head. And I think you mean physically, not metaphorically. A brain tumor the size of a small grapefruit sitting embedded in the left front lobe of my young brain. God dang. After telling my aunt and grandmother what they found, I was rushed to an emergency brain surgery. The doctor had to not only remove the tumor, but the front left lobe of my brain, leaving me bald and with a huge scar across my head. My grandmother, who was a truck driver, drove all the way home from North or South Dakota and parked his semi in front of the hospital until I was released. Okay, so now I'm a 6-year-old little bald girl with epilepsy seizure disorder. I grew up learning how to cope with disorder and going about my life. I could not go to my senior prom because of the strobe lights. Yes, I missed out on a lot of neat things because of this, but I still went about my life. I had 3 beautiful, smart girls and my sweet son. He sadly passed away. Moving forward, I finally met the love of my life. We got married and spent 2.5 years together. And he passed away last year in 2022. In October, I come to find out my uncle and Andy's best bud had passed away the week to the day before Andy. Devastated by grief and sorrow, I ran from the pain of losing two of the most important men in my life. I ran away for 3 months, hoping that if I kept running and ignoring the fact, it would go away. Wrong. On all caps. Very good. It wasn't until I come home that I realized that putting a band-aid on my sorrow did nothing but mask and stop my healing process. Exactly. You have to address it. I allowed the grief to consume me. I went to the darkest place in my life. Then my mom's house, where I was living with my mom, my sister, and our 3 kids, burned down. Jeez. So here it is, January 14th, 2023. This is a year ago. And now I am the only grief-stricken but homeless as well. I jumped right onto the expressway to Pitimitown, back into the black hole I was pulling myself out of. 1 month later, my husband and Andy's dog passed away. I had been so full of hate and grief and pain that I couldn't see where my life was going. Sharky introduced me to your podcast, and I have realized that only I can change the path in which my life proceeds. There's more, but I'm going to stop right there. See how sharing the show can actually make an impact on someone else's life? So anyway, thank you, Sharky, for sharing this. But not only that, I have realized that I have to want the change to happen before it can. So long as the story and many seizures later, I am finally taking not only Sharky's, but your advice and doing just that. I am moving forward and leaving the negative behind me. We are here to learn from our mistakes and grow. Not bow down and let the darkest days or mistakes take control. So thank you, and Sharky, for your wonderful words and advice. You really are a lifesaver to me. Well, Melissa, that is just great news, and it was almost hard to read that whole story with all the trauma you've had to deal with, and it almost makes me feel guilty for having the life I have. But I'm really glad that you're listening to the show, and I'm really happy that you're starting to understand that you still have the ability to create your own life. And with every thought, the way you think is the way you are. What you think about, you bring about. I've said that in earlier shows. I've gotten away from some of the cliches that I used to say every single show, but I think I'm going to get back to that because they're very important to say things like your thoughts become things. What you think about, you bring about. Those kind of things that you can remember when you're down and out or you're stuck in a hole and you go, you know what? I'm thinking this. I'm creating this environment. And then pull yourself up and say, I don't want to be in this environment. I want to be happy. And then you can do it. So, Melissa, thank you. I'm glad you are on the road to recovery, I hope. And I want to hear more from you as your life goes on. Because way back in 1979, that was the, to age myself here, that was the year I graduated high school. So, but I appreciate you, and I'm thankful that you have learning how to control your own life and create your life. So it's fantastic. All right. So, that's all I have for this show. I'm going to continue. The next few shows, I'm going to be catching up on emails. So if you want me to read something, you better get it to me. You know where to go? BePositivePodcast.com/yourstory. I'm catching up. I only have about a dozen more that I need to read. But maybe I'll do a Reader's Digest version of some of them. But I just had to read that whole Melissa's whole letter just because it was so impactful. Don't forget about Magic Mind. The link is in the description. They're giving you a 75% off price, and which it's really going to, you know, if you're wondering if you should try it, it's going to be pennies just to try it. And you know what? You're going to be like, you know what? This isn't bad. I like this stuff. So check it out. And always, as always, my text line is always available for you. 304-506-3332. Unless I'm sleeping, I'm responding. All right. So, and don't think you ever bothered me because it's a separate phone. It's just a podcast. It's dedicated to this podcast, and I carry it with me everywhere I go. So you know what? I might be responding to you from the John. You never know. All right, that's enough. I'm getting myself in trouble. That's the show. I hope you're enjoying the show and stuff like that. And if you get a chance, maybe pick something up from the merch store on the website or grab a copy of the book. You can get the personalized copy. You can go to Amazon and search for The Positive Perspective. You know all that stuff if you've listened before. And if not, and you don't have a book, I urge you to get your book now before the next one comes out, because then you're going to be behind. So The Positive Perspective, search for it. You'll find it. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I will talk to you later.